Recorded Books and One Click Digital present What Remains of Heaven by C.S. Harris, narrated by Davina Porter. Chapter 1. Tanfield Hill, Tuesday, 7th of July, 1812. His breath coming in undignified gasps, the Reverend Malcolm Earnshaw abandoned the village high street and struck out through the lanky grass of the churchyard. He was a small, plump man, well into his middle years, his hair sparse and greying, his knees stiff. Looking up, he saw the belfry of the village church silhouetted dark against the white of the evening sky, and suppressed a groan. "What have I done? What have I done?" he murmured to himself in a kind of chant. He never should have lingered so long with old Mrs. Cummings. Yes, the woman was dying, but he'd done what he could to ease her passing, and one did not keep the Bishop of London waiting, especially when one was a lowly churchman who owed the bishop's family his living. Hot and breathless now in his haste, the Reverend reached the sweep of gravel before the church. His step faltered, the small stones crunching beneath the leather soles of his shoes. "Merciful heavens," he whispered, his jaw sagging at the sight of the bishop's carriage, its coachman dozing on the box. "He's here." Swallowing hard, Earnshaw cast a searching glance around the ancient churchyard. Despite the lengthening shadows, the jagged piles of stones and aged timbers left from the demolition of the charnel house that had once stood against the north wall of the chancel were clearly visible. But Bishop Prescott was nowhere in sight. The Reverend hesitated, the urge to rush forward warring with a craven desire to duck into the...